Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Life Transformational Self-Help listeners. A hearty, heartfelt welcome to all of my first-time and continuous listeners. By faith, you are having a blessed, wonderful, and prosperous 2022. We're almost done with this year, and some of us may be struggling with unwanted choices that we may have made and could be reaping whatever the harvest is from what we thought would give us joy, laughter, and comfort. Let's take a moment to reflect on the good things that are happening in your life and remember that you can't change the past, but you could change this moment to reflect your future. So it's time to begin acting your way into enthusiasm with putting a smile on your face, because today is your day to receive clarity, wisdom, your freedom, and also healing and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. But let's take a moment to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for opening our eyes and allowing us to be in your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all is lost from this year, 2022. Father God, use me as your guide for drawing your people into a relationship with you. And Father God, heal all who are sick mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all your listeners so that they can see themselves to make changes for their prosperity and make room for you, as well as move in the now and hear your directions to stay conscious. Help your listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive everyone of their sins and pour out your spirit over and into their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of your voice and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous, greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are through your will and not their own. Change their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity and growth in the ministries and in their walk with you, through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, Lord Jesus, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen. So today's topic episode is titled Spiritually Malnourished. It is the third part of a collection that I've just completed, one and two. The people brought children to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus was irate and let them know it. Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between them and me. These children are at the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this: unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then, gathering the children up in his arms, he laid his hands a blessing on them. This could be found in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Malnutrition happens only when you have a parent or parents who are neglecting to sit down with their child or children in relation to nurturing them with God's words, prayer, and praise and worship, which means that you're getting between them and God by keeping them from building a relationship with Him and actually to discover their true identity or purpose. Feeding your child the Word of God is bringing them to feast off the nourishment of everything that God has prepared for them to walk in their birthrights, purpose, and prosperity. The more your child comes to God, the stronger their spiritual health becomes. The more your child comes to know about God, the more they understand who they are and discover their true identity and not who the world says who they are. They become well-developed leaders who are 3% hot leaders and lead by Jesus' example. On the other hand, as a parent, we must stay conscious-minded that children learn what they live. So, if you aren't reading and studying God's Word in their presence or have Bible study with your children, they will become spiritually malnourished children. Children left spiritually unattended will be left in a world of chaos. Their world is insecure and turned upside down without a support system to push them in the right direction. I'm not saying you're a bad parent, but all I am saying is that parents need to pay close attention to what their children are being fed spiritually. There are many different types and sorts of demonic forces who you may not know nothing about, who or what are entertaining your child or children when you're not in their presence. That means even when you're present in other parts of your home, there they will be hovering over where there's no God-fearing spiritual covering. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. This is found in the books of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15. Wise discipline imparts wisdom. Spoiled adolescents embarrass their parents. This scripture can be found in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15 also. Everything demonic in the spiritual realm is real. Demons are working overtime just to stop your child or children from reaching their destiny. You can't see them, but you could see the effects they're having on your children. My final thought on this subject is, metaphorically speaking, your child or children is like a seed or seeds given to you from God to be taken and planted into good ground and nurtured through feeding them the Word of God and saturating their spirit with offering up prayer, praise, and worship unto God, who is the reason for their being. With doing so, you are developing a fruitful harvest full of the heart of God. I share with you a thought to ponder. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the world's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receiveth it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. This is found in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. Found in Mark chapter 4, verse 19. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. This is found in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 43. Jesus' last parable is the type of seeds which you are nurturing. Meditate on the parable of Scripture. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the children of the kingdom. And as we are nearing the end of this episode, I hope you have enjoyed this message. But before we close out this episode, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to a prayer, a confession of faith. Could you speak this with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized, which is the outward symbol that you have died to your old life and is brought up in the newness of Christ, and to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive him while he's near. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is found in the book of Luke chapter 9, verses 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. Well, now, 0 to 5 seconds, the moment you decided to listen to this message became your appointed time as you were listening in on this podcast episode. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning the world. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served at were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time to rethink and change what you're used to doing. If things hasn't turned out to be the way that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control and the plans that you have made has gone up in shambles, It means that it is time for you to come out of the comforts of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and self-confidence. And all negativity that you have made a home with. You know, that fence of security that you've been holding on to, and step out with trusting God 100%. If you choose not to do so, it is one way of choosing defeat over victory. And you saying that I'm going to keep one foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case I miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me. Well, sadly mistaken, taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no other to blame for that choice or decision you have made but yourself. Don't be deceived by double-minded thinking. This isn't possible. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This is found in John chapter 8, verses 44. You can't serve God and man. You can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. This is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and cost you more than physical things, in which you may think is more important. But the truth is, the greatest of them all, you miss out on an eternity in heaven with God. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit will be returned to God. And there will your spirit stand before God waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life on earth. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life on earth. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place that no one really wants to be. Also, remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death, and it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things that I mentioned, sexual immorality, which is any type of sex outside of marriage, adultery, which is having any type of sexual relations with other outside of your marriage, Your marriage is a covenant or a partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with, and God. Homosexuality, which falls under sexual immorality, it is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. If you are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up. Fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up. Fornication and papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. And another nasty habit, which we have grown rapidly, is gossip. Talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say using someone else's information as a conversation starter, and or to belittle or bully that person, etc., etc. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying you are what you eat, meaning physically. Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace defy you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. The most important decision for you to make when thinking about oneself today is to renew your mind with a new heart by receiving a spiritual transplant, meaning to change your mind. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. Receive your transplant today. Make that change and stay connected to your true destiny, which is heaven bound. Be prepared to leave and stay erect in being watchful and staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. In other words, completing the equation, believing in water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life. Your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication and prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit house in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home, and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are the Christian life, believing and walking the life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil and his demons. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. So why forfeit it? If you are already saved, but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God, it's life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates and is connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up your heart and your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and also the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and His extended love that He has for you when you return from your backslidden state of mind, such as the prodigal son, his father receiving him back. God receives you back like that with open arms, and it's a celebration because that one sheep which was lost was now found. And to become more aware of the sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and have them download and register to listen. If you or they are desiring to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app, and you will receive notifications of new published episodes. Well, this concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed and prosperous and productive day.